What sort of lead magnet should you create or should you create next to support you and your business? This is what we're going to be diving into today. If you don't know me, my name is Kayla Droog, and I love supporting small business owners with saving time and creating more efficiency in their businesses so that they can focus on serving their clients and growing their businesses. So let's jump into lead magnets because we've got a few different things to cover today. First of all, if you don't know, a lead magnet is some sort of freebie that you are giving to people that draws them into your business like a magnet to create more leads and hopefully lead to more paying clients for your business. So why is having a lead magnet important? Well, basically, a lead magnet is a way to get more traffic into your business and most importantly, to get more people on your email list. I am sure you've heard that having an email list is something that is important and useful to your business because unlike your social media following, an email list is something that you own that can't be taken away from you at any point. And an email list is a group of people that are warmer leads than, you know, strangers elsewhere on the internet. So they can be an easier group of people to sell things to because they're already interested in you and your products or services. So a lead magnet is a great way to start getting more of these people on your list so that you have more potential warm leads in your sphere in general. Now, one of the mistakes that I see people making when it comes to lead magnets is just slapping any old thing that they feel like together or creating something that they are interested in creating without actually thinking about what it's for. When you think about the purpose of your lead magnet, I encourage you to think about two key areas. So the first one is your audience. Who is this lead magnet intended for? It might be intended for people who are similar to your current clients that might become ideal leads, or it might be a slightly different group of people depending on what it is that you're trying to promote right now. So think about who this is aimed at. What are their characteristics and demographics? And most importantly, what are the types of things that they are looking for? And then the second thing that I encourage you to think about when it comes to the purpose of your lead magnet is, what are you hoping that they are going to do? So in a lot of cases, when people sign up for a lead magnet, they also get a welcome sequence of emails. This is also called a nurture sequence. So they get their freebie, but then they also get more emails telling them about you and your business and your services, maybe some testimonials or case studies. And often in there is at least one offer. So the goal is to get these people on your email list, give them a valuable freebie, but then also at some point push them towards some sort of paid offer. This could be a low ticket offer. This could be a one-on-one coaching call, but at some point you're probably wanting to funnel these people towards your main offer. So one thing that you may want to do when you're thinking about your lead magnet is start with your main offer and work backwards. What is the process that you want these people to move through to get them to your main offer? How many steps are there along the way? So if they're coming in from your lead magnet, what is the next step to get them down this pipeline towards your main offer? There are a few different ways that you can do this. So one of the things that you can do, especially if you have some sort of, you know, coaching program or course or membership or some sort of system where the people that you're working with tend to move through the same process, is think about a way that you can kind of get them started on that process. Because then as you move them down that pipeline, you're getting them either deeper into that process or closer to that process so that they're going to want to work with you in that big ticket way. So what do I mean by this? Let's say you are a coach and you have a 12-week coaching program, and that's how most people work with you. And that's your big ticket item that you're hoping to eventually promote to this list of people. Is there some sort of basic exercise or lesson, maybe even the whole first module, that you can use to turn into this freebie that get people hooked so that they're going to want to learn more and potentially work with you? Now, let's say that your high ticket offer is one-on-one coaching and not necessarily a standardized program. Let's say that you kind of tailor it to each person. There are still probably foundational processes that you use for most people. There's got to be some exercise or something that most people tend to complete that you can use to turn into your freebie. So I encourage you to think about that. The next thing that I encourage you to think about are your current clients and your past clients. What are the things that people ask you again and again? What are the things that come up most often that most people seem to struggle with? And again, think about how you can turn that into a freebie in a way that's going to encourage people to move down your pipeline to some sort of offer later. How can you connect that in? And how can you do it in a way that's going to appeal to the audience that you identified? Let me know down in the comments if you have any questions. Don't forget to like and subscribe. If you know someone who would benefit from this video, please share it with them, and I will see you soon.